Hello, West Liberty. This is Cass. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Our program today is Academic Affairs, which is part of the series Passionately Vocal. I'd like to introduce our guest, Professor Michael Jesse, who is an instructor of finance within the College of Business at West Liberty University, as well as a certified financial planner and certified public accountant in Pennsylvania. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Glad. Alrighty, so I'd like to start with a pretty simple question. It's definitely not broad at all, maybe. So what provided you with the passion for business?
I think it's just where business is involved in any field or major that you undertake. There's always going to be a manager, there's always going to be finance and stuff like that, and it always just interested me.
That's super valid. So what type of schooling did you go through?
Well, in high school, actually, I went to Votech, so I went to a technical school, so I actually went to an apprenticeship instead of going to my normal high school. So really, that didn't set me up for a traditional college field. So once I graduated, then I did start going to college, went to California University of Pennsylvania. But I actually joined the Air National Guard to help pay for my college, too. So I had to take a break in that first semester when I went to basic and tech school.
Oh, so did you do International Guard?
Air National Guard.
Air National Guard.
Yeah. Here, like Army National Guard. So airplanes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Could you talk more about that?
Well, it's the Pennsylvania Air National Guard. They fly the tankers out of the Pittsburgh airport. There's actually a reserve unit on one side and then Air National Guard units on the other side.
Are you still involved with that?
No. That was many years ago. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was a good time.
Did you do that when you were in high school at all, or is that just for college?
No, actually, I joined my senior year when I was in high school, started in hydraulics or whatever. And then once I graduated high school, then I went to basic training in tech school, wanted to be a hydraulic technician.
Great.
So I went to school for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then actually after college, I got my master's degree, and then I actually got a full-time job out at the base. Rather than just being like a weekend warrior, I was going out there, you know, every day.
What was the full-time job for?
Command post.
What's command post?
Think of it as like the nerve center of the base, like wherever, you know, missions or something are getting in there, or if people are calling up, or if we had like alert lines and stuff like that,
right,
dealing with headquarters and things like that.
Do you miss that type of work at all?
Well, my dream was I wanted to be a pilot, actually. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I got my private pilot's license, but I don't fly too much just because of the cost. You know, a couple hundred dollars to go fly in a circle or go get a hamburger somewhere or something like that.
Oh,
can't
wow.
afford that.
How far have you ever flown before?
I mean, we went on some cross countries that were a couple hours, but nothing really, you know, not any really cool trips or anything like that.
Right.
But I did get certified down in Alabama. It was pretty nice, along the Gulf Shores and stuff like that. So it was neat flying along the coast.
Oh, I think that's very impressive. I didn't know that, and that's actually just very impressive that you could fly.
That's not that. I mean, West Liberty's coming out with an aviation program, well, joint program next year or something like that.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So you said that you went to master's school?
Well, California University, I got my undergrad. I did that in 2.5 years, and then I did a one-year MBA program, or MSBA program.
So are you from California?
California University of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
See, it throws a lot of people. I hear the California University, and then, no.
So you're from Pennsylvania, then?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Right.
Yeah, sorry.
Across
the border.
Just like across the border.
Right, yeah. And actually where I live now, I live a half a mile from the state line. Like there's literally, I live a half a mile from State Line Road, which is
That's interesting, actually. Have you lived in this area your whole life, or have you gone?
Yeah, pretty much I've lived. I did live in Virginia for a couple of years, but I was going back and forth all the time because I saw a property up in Pennsylvania. So.
Oh, wow. Alrighty, so what was your first job out of college?
Well, it was, I was a full-time technician at the Air National Guard, PA, Pennsylvania Air National Guard.
Oh, right.
With the command post controller, yeah.
So you said that you were going for the National Guard and you wanted to be a pilot.
Yes.
So what made it so you didn't feel as though you could continue with that?
Well, it was a medical thing came up, so that's
understand. I understand. My bad.
Yeah, that's okay.
So instead of that, you decided, well, was there an in-between before you decided business or something of that sort?
Well, no, for my schooling, like, I went for finance.
Oh, okay. Okay, so...
And then my master's is just a general master's of science and business administration.
That makes sense. So you did go to the same university for all of these degrees?
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting. So what experience did you get from your first job that even could have remotely related to finance and business?
Well, like the management and responsibility, because we'd be, you know, calling people or tracking people and things like that. So there was management in that sense. But as far as the finance goes, there really had nothing to do with that.
Really? Yeah. That's really...
But then after that, when I left there, then I became an auditor with the state of Pennsylvania.
What's an auditor?
Auditor? I was like a sales tax auditor. I did personal income tax auditing and stuff like that. So, you know, businesses collect sales tax.
Right.
Do they actually turn it into the state and stuff like that? Are they charging tax on the proper things?
Oh.
I looked at employer withholding, you know, if you were working, you know, and you're having, you know, money withheld from your paycheck, you know, are they actually depositing into the state and stuff like that?
Oh, that's really interesting. So when you did things like that, did you expect that you would ever work at a university?
Well, my wife has been a, you know, teacher her whole time. So it appealed to me. Even actually when I was in my... going for my master's, you know, I always thought about, hey, maybe, you know, that teacher I had, maybe I think I could do that one day.
Right. Yeah. That's really impressive, because I understand that teaching is not an easy job.
Well, it has its challenges.
For sure. So when you became a teacher, did you expect to be at West Liberty for a long time?
I think so. I like the area. I mean, I've been in the area the whole time. I'm not planning on going anywhere. I started part-time in 2018, just as adjunct, just teaching some classes.
Interesting.
And then in 2020, I became a full-time position opened.
Was this, like, previous to COVID, or?
It was, like, right at the heart of COVID, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, as in the fall semester of 2020 is where I started full-time.
Oh, wow. So... Were most of your classes like virtual, or did you do in person at all?
It was pretty much an empty classroom where we were doing Zoom the whole time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Ooh. Was that hard to teach, like to go into that, or would you prefer to be in person?
Yeah, I mean, I prefer to be in person, at more interaction with the students rather than an empty classroom and stuff like that.
Right. Do you feel like you're just talking to yourself?
Oh, sometimes I still feel like I'm talking to myself, but that's okay.
Oh, no. That's awful. Jeez. Alrighty. So for now, let's take a short break. Again, our program today is Academic Affairs, which is a part of the series Passionately Vocal. I am still Cass, and we have been with our guest, Michael Jesse. Coming up, we will continue to learn about our guest's career here at West Liberty. We'll be back after a short programming break. Are you tired of the same old, drawn-out music? Well, wake up. Turn up the dial and listen to WGLZ West Liberty, where the music is always electric. Hello, this is Cass. You are listening to WGLZ. Our program today is Academic Affairs, which is part of the series Passionately Vocal. I'm still here with our guest, Professor Michael Jesse, who previously promised us to get more into his career at West Liberty. So, I understand that you teach gen ed courses as well as some core courses. What majors do you teach for?
Just the financial planning major. So,
what is the financial planning major?
Think of like, let's see, how's it best to figure it out? To help people like be financial advisors or whatever, you know, it can be in many different fields. With the financial industry is so complex, like people don't have pensions as much anymore. It's more on 401ks. There's so many different insurance options and things like that, planning for retirement.
Right.
Individuals need help, you know, deciphering all that material. And that's what financial planners do. And financial planning program is actually certified, well, it's with the CFP program. So that way our students, once it's, you know, take all the classes and graduate, can actually sit for the CFP exam, which is like the gold standard
right.
in the industry.
Are these,
so, yeah, but I'm essentially, I only teach like the finance classes.
Right. So these courses that you teach for that major, are they, could they be, could a financial planner, to me it sounds like something that could be solved with the certification. Is that something that exists?
I'm not sure what you mean.
To like the extent of like a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyone can call themselves a financial advisor. But it's like, you know, would you rather go to like an accountant or like a CPA or something like that, you know,
right.
where they've had the rigorous courses and had to take a test and stuff like that. And they had experience requirements and stuff like that. And that's what we're like the CFP, you know, it's they say the gold, you know, the gold standard or whatever.
So do you have to have the CFP in order to get jobs?
Well, it depends. I mean, a lot of employers do prefer that. You know, it shows that you're able to have the dedication and focus, you know, to pass the exam and stuff like that. But you still need to get an experience requirement to actually be a CFP.
Right. That makes sense. So are there any specific topics in business or finance that you're incredibly passionate about?
Yeah, finance, the money. I mean, it just covers everything of a person's daily life. I mean, you know, thinking about insurance, you know, retirement, you know, estate planning and things like that. I mean, it's involved in everyone's day-to-day activities. And it's kind of we're in a complicated world where everything's getting pushed onto the individual and stuff like that. People need help deciphering it all.
Right. So you don't have to answer this question, but I understand because you're in finance and things of that sort, are your personal finances very organized?
For the general part, yeah.
Right, that's good. Because some people, I feel like they emphasize in something or that's important to them, and they'll teach other people, but their own personal stuff is not organized.
Do as I say, not as I do, kind of a thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So do you believe... Well, I think we kind of already went over this, but are there any courses that utilize both business and finance so they go hand in hand in that way?
Well, I mean, one of the classes I teach is Finance 300, which is corporate finance. So that one's going to be focused all on the business side of it.
Right.
But all of the financial planning classes are more on the individual side. So looking at the different like insurance options, the different retirement options and things like that, estate planning.
That makes a lot of sense.
Investments, you know.
All those things are things that people do personally because the planners plan for individuals, right?
Right. Well, and I mean, it usually when people start out, like when people graduate college, a lot of times they're reluctant to do it. And a lot of times people, the closer they get to retirement, that's when they start working with a financial advisor or planner. Right. Just, hey, they want to check, hey, have I been doing what I need to? I mean, some people start right away. Generally, it's going to be the higher income people with a little bit more money that are going to be working with a financial advisor too.
Right. Would it be beneficial for lower income people to work with financial advisors?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they might be working more like with budgets and things like that, getting them on track, making sure they're taking advantage of all the benefits that their employers offer.
Right. So do you believe that it is important to start financially planning when you are younger?
Absolutely. I mean, start saving for retirement as soon as you can. Make sure you're taking advantage of the employer match. You know, even little things like, you know, having an emergency fund, that's going to make a big difference for someone. You know, there's lots of studies out there that, you know, a lot of individuals are living paycheck to paycheck or
right.
They can't cover, you know, like a couple hundred dollar emergency, you know, that's going to be put on credit, you know, stuff like that. So people's finances are in rough shape.
Do you believe that, you also don't have to answer this question because it's a little bit personal, but do you believe that the minimum wage should be raised because of these things or?
Well, that's a tricky because if you raise minimum wage, then the costs are going to go up for everything else. I mean,
right.
If we look at other states, you know, like California, where they're going to be, you know, raising the minimum wage is going to be at what, like $20 or something like that next year or something like that.
For sure.
So like you think about how much a hamburger is going to cost out there, you know,
that's
going
true.
To McDonald's, it's not going to be, you know, heck, a combo at McDonald's right now, you know, like a number one's like $10 now, you know, if you raise up the minimum wage, I mean, most places are already paying above minimum wage now, but if they're forced to go even higher, then you might be paying, you know, $15 for your, you know, Big Mac combo at McDonald's or something like that. And that's even McDonald's and Chipotle said that they were going to raise prices on that, you know.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, people go to Chipotle, they'll pay it, right? Because it's a better premium thing.
I guess that's true. Do you believe that there's any way to solve like pricing. Like if you raise minimum wage, prices are going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
So
because people are going to have more money to spend too.
Exactly. But inherently, the people who are low income still will be in the same situation that they're in.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. Anyway, that's a little off topic. So do you prefer teaching business finance or personal finance?
Personal finance, just because of how it impacts everyone's life and what you can do to improve people's situations, you know, to help them reach their goals is obviously what we're trying to do.
Right. So when you teach business finance, you said that it's very corporate. So is it corporate in the sense of like big city businesses, or is it corporate in the sense of like a small business could benefit too?
Yeah, it's just in businesses in general, like right. Looking at that.
Okay, that makes sense. So are there any specific topics that you are in a place that you think that they should no longer be taught in your courses?
Not really. As far as the financial planning, there's requirements that we have to cover to be certified, be a certified program with the CFP board. So we have to cover that stuff.
Has any of that stuff been updated recently?
There were some changes last year because, the board continuously updates, working with other CFPs. They get together and figure out what they need to change, what the people should be covering and teaching and learning in classes and stuff like that. So it's continuously updated.
Oh, wow. Do you think that all the changes that are made are beneficial?
Yes, because it's coming from industry, experience,
right?
Where they're recognizing a need or shortfall or think that something needs to be covered, and that's what they're recommending. And then we have to implement it in our programs.
The people who are on the board, what kind of education did they have to go through to be on the board?
They have to be in the industry, so they have to be a CFP.
Right. Is there anything beyond that?
Or? Well, they'd have to have a, college degree, and they would have had to take in, a number of finance classes and things like that. Excuse me.
No worries. So I take it that you're very, very passionate about what you teach.
Mm-hmm.
And you're grateful that you get to teach these types of things to students.
Because it interests me, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I may have already kind of asked this question, but do you ever want to do something else and not
teach? I'd like to retire one day.
Oh, that's valid. I think we all would like to retire one day because, some of us may not get to.
That's why you need to start saving early.
Exactly.
Budgeting, little things like that. Get an emergency fund. Keep control of your spending.
Hey. So if you had any advice for our listeners about financial planning, business type things, what would it be?
Get started. Everyone says put it off for another day or any, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you need to really examine your expenses, track your spending, and look for opportunities to save, just keep track of that and try to get back on track.
Alrighty, well, that makes a lot of sense, and I'm grateful for that advice because I probably needed to. So thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
This has been Cass with our guest Michael Jesse. Today we had a fascinating discussion about his overall professional career. Now let's get back to the programming on WGLZ 91.5 FM.